Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, it's simply, it's on a computer line, it's a very cheap phone. I canceled the other line, and I'd rather use this line, so if there's any problems with it, we can go back to the regular line, but the regular line keeps getting interrupted, so this is hopefully a solution. Okay, Rebbe Loza ben Aruch Omar, Leiv Toiv, Pirish Sheyargol Hodem Atzmoy Shia Ba Leiv Toiv, Lefi Shehu Sheyrish Hodem. The since the lave is the shayish of a person, that's the makom for everything. It's the zelumaseh, physically and mentally, nafshi stick, the lave is called the shayish of all kaychis. Now, a few nekudas. First of all, the what's the difference between the leiv toiv, let's say, and ayin toiv? We spoke about ayin toiv before, and we kind of said it means the person has a very good hestakos on the felt and so on and so forth. What's the difference in the two midas? So he says this in Salt in the Siv Salem. He says that it's similar to the difference between rachmim and chesed in the way it's given. Ayin toiv means I look around the world, I see things, and I look at them very favorably. That's an ayin toiv. A leiv toiv deheres his own koiches and wants to be mashpia toiv and looks for that echetimtza. In other words, if he were in a desert island, the ayin toiv would not have a problem with it. No, there's nothing that's nagia, so the ayin toiv is not having, there's no exercise of the meat of ayin toiv. In the meat of leiv toiv, the person would be looking for echetimtza to give, because his whole sheresh of chiyus lies in hatava. If the person is a mative, that's his mitzias, and the nehalef, if there isn't anything that he can be mative to, he would feel his lacking. That's pretty much the way he describes it in the Siv Salem. If the sheresh of all kriyas haguf lies in the lev, and the lev giving is his hechetimtza for the lev is the makor of chiyus for the whole guf. So whatever is called lev on a pnimius geifen is that darga of the mechaya of the rest. It doesn't necessarily mean the lev, the physical heart. We've spoken sometimes how the lev can be a physical heart in that sense, but it means that there's a certain sherishtik in the kuda in a person, that what the lev is to the guf, that's what it is to the nefesh. And just like the lev itself, it's not a responsive aver, but it's a proactive aver. It's an aver that's pumping blood to the avarim and giving it chiyus. The lev's pumping is not due to a request by anything. Lamashal, the feet walking, there's a certain request. I want to go someplace. Something itches me, I scratch it. The heart is pumping blood. Its mitzias is to be shefeya. So there's a mitzias pnimis in a person that's also shefeya. Now, he says, Shehalev al yodei hatevuna val yodei chayim bol chalevar. A lev has in itself its koil two inyanim. It's called the tevuna. The lev is maven, and so on. That's the lashon hazara, the vanta, the libo, always, and so on. So there's a lev that is has in itself havana tevuna, and v'al yodei hachayim bo lechol ivar, and it's also the mechaya of the other ivar. So the he's putting it to one package. The tevuna is in ruchnius what the koach ha-chaim is to all the ivarim. And the words like this. The chachma is begins to move it into each one, into a different avenue, different channels, so on and so forth. So the metzias in the person that's koilet something and then is mechalik it into its divisions, that's the parallel. Kalev shares the curse on nefshis, hein al peches aguf, lekulam halev wa scholav esherish. Okwa izboya lemaila, ki midas rebalot, it says that Belozer Ben Aruch himself, it's mamash zelu maser to his midah. He says he was like a minor misgaber, which means that from him it kept flowing outwards into all different tributaries. So he understands the in midas a leif toiv is the sheirish of all type. Because the leif toiv is the mocker, and if the mocker is shefeya, it channels it into the different areas. Ki bevare alevu asher shvaschol l'chol odem, v'akol mispashit menu, k'mo yishu mispashit amayin shemisgab avoylem ra mocker v'asher sheshli. So the mayon, which is really like bina, in the parallels. The parallel to Chochma is the spring head. It's where it comes from, and that's what it says. V'chochma me'ayin timotzei, and as it spurts out from nowhere, quote unquote, that is a Chochma. As it flows in a certain oifen, that's called bina. And there's in the Shabbos by Mincha, Shabbos HaShal Shudis, that is built on the spheres, and it goes, let me just quote it, it starts with Kael Mistata B'Shafer Chevyon. It's very interesting, by the way. It says that Reb Avraham Maimin was the Chaber, and people brought rice in this, that the Rambam Nukabola, son Nukabola, it had nothing to do with the Rambam, it had to do with the son, it's Reb Avraham Maimin, it's a Talmud of Ramak, actually. But it goes kafi the descending order of the spheres, and the one about Bina, the one about Chochma, it says, Rishuma Chochmas Chastum, So the Nohar, in the sense that it is Pashtus, the Nekuda itself is Chachma. The Nohar, in the fact that it is Pashtus from that Nekuda, it starts with a line. The line itself is already a Bechina of Bina. So he says that so chalas l'tev elev asher shachol chol adam tal koil mispashit menek which is pashit amayin shemiskav voil ben amokav asher sheishmei olafikar mashomer lo zarach leif toiv da bezei yitz menek dam kem yimidosei shohoye kemayin amiskav asher lakayach hazer shesher es hakol b'shleimus asher menes pashit hakol. So his deher was as opposed to the other midas that Maral described are lateral. In other words, if you're shachin toiv, you have a shaykh with him, you have a kesh with him, you worry for him. Every single one of those midas has some inyan where it helps bring about the other midas, but it helps bring it about in a sort of parallel way. Like, this leads to this, leads to this. Here, it's the pshat, if you hop on something by the shayrish, it's going to be feeding the other midas also. B'zeh Hashem Rebbeichem Azakeh Ruhay Nistivir Eblazot Ben Aroch Midivreichem Shebichlal Dvar Evdivreichem Vatzolema Ki Kasha Levu Toiv Boi Nimtza Kol B'Shleimu Hein Koichas HaNafshis B'Shleimu Tzein HaGufnis Ki HaLevu HaMokev HaShor Shabal Chai Meir Al Zeh Mashu The Emtza HaGuf. So the fact that it's in the middle of the Guf is also supports us, because the Klal is the Nekuda Merkazis. The shirish for everything is the middle, because everything that's a call the toif. The Abba Shoma Reyes and Neulat. Kipirush Leif toif. So he says, what about Reyes and Neulat? Which seems to be very, very far removed from Leif toif. From my Inishmet of Asinai. Kipirush Leif toif, Hainu Leif, Shoresh Akol Hu toif. Because Hashoresh Hu toif, as a call toif. The Hainu Kol Kreches Adam Bein Bechisorin. Let's explain this a drop also. He asks the Kasha, what does Ayin Toiv have to do with Leif Toiv? Now, I don't think he's giving an exact answer, specific answer, but he's saying, Lemaisa, if the person Sheirish is Toiv, everything else will line up along that line. A Reyes HaNolad he described in terms of being mezuchach and not clouding your vision through chumrius. If a person's mitzius is toiv, then this could also alter line because he doesn't have things that he wants. That's not his mitzius. So somewhere along the line, it's going to flow from it. The if you're looking at a company that has different divisions, different departments, and this is better, this is more important, that's important, this leads to this, it leads to that. If you're telling me that the head of the company is excellent, that means he's going to be looking and seeing if the accounting is done properly. He's going to be looking and seeing if the marketing is aggressive. He's going to be looking and seeing if there's enough money invested. If he is a very good businessman, he's going to be taking care of that also. The goof in its panemius has mechanisms to heal all parts of the goof. So it's loyimolate that if the nekudim ekaz of the person was toiv, everything that would come out of it would also be toiv. It's just a chachma to chap, what's that nekudim ekaz? So I don't think he's saying it's a particular teretz over here, as much as saying if Reyes HaNeilad is a midah, like we said before, and it's a midah taiva, so if a person has a sheirishtik of midah taiva, it's going to be mashpia and other things also. Let's give a mashal in the area. Let's say a person is a big bal chesed, and he does a lot of chassadim, but it's not the pshat that there's toiv inside him. His etzem midah is he needs attention. His etzem midah is he does this, that, the other thing. So in one area that might be good. So if he needs attention, he's going to give people a lot of favors. But in other areas, he's going to boast about it. He's going to shove other people out of his way. It's not going to be klali tikatayv because his etzem nevi is not tayv. But a person whose etzem etzias is tayv, and the ches is expression of that. It's not. It'll flow into different types. And if there's one place that's not type, it's a sign that the sheirish wasn't a sheirish type. That's the point that he's trying to say. Vamalem. And then he says, "Faket."
Can I?
Who is the derech she is rachik imena ha'adam? Because echad vechad ama hefech amidas derech amidas type. Chutzim shemen asanal. So now he's going to go back and answer one of his questions that he said before. So those four, the opposite is clear. Because you can't say Misha ain't lying toiva is a derech ra. Kavagash ain't lying toiva is a ra. Ratzalema is a derech ra, says Akman Adam. He's trying to point out things that are be'etzim ra. Well, the figure leitach lema derech ra, Misha ain't a ra, is a neilad. Kamira says, Afal gash ain't a toiva, ain't a ra gamke. Well, the Perfectly legitimate. Lamashal, Let's give a simple example. I'm a self-sufficient person. What does that mean? So 1,000 years ago, it meant that I could, I grew my food, I made my shoes, I knit my sweaters. Today, that's not shaykh. But when I make a statement of self-sufficient, it means I grow enough wheat that I can eat, I can exchange the wheat for shoes and for a sweater, and so on and so forth. So even though, quote unquote, I need to come on to somebody else, but since I'm paying him for it, it's me again. So there is an element where the bria is at tzrichim zeh lezeh, but it's not a hafgah from my own etzias, the fact that I was niskak to somebody else. Because Betzim, he's nitzak me, I'm niskak to him, and say me that we simply made a chlipin of different midas and so on and so forth. That is the mahalach of pshitas. Let's say I have big eyes and I want things. I want more shoes than I can produce. Then I can produce even mikoyach the wheat. So that means the ability for me to produce is X. I'm taking from the world Y and Z. The fact that I can't give it back is a raya that this never was meant to be mine. If I could give it back, then it's part of the exchange in the world, and that's part of the way the world was constructed. And people, tzrichel zula zu is not mafkia, my sense of atzmis. But if I can't give it back, then it is afka. And that's why, it's going to be it's a pgam. And the shayrish of it started. So if at the end of the day, everything fits, and you know what I took, I get back, and I exchanged. So then it's a riot that yes, that was within me. I had an income of $1,000, and I allocated it appropriately, and it's my income, my yigias kabayim, and that's what I got back. But if I don't allocate, but if I can't, it shows that I was taifis myself as a murkoff. It's not just me; it's me plus this guy's glasses, and this guy's shoes, and this guy's this, and this guy's that. That's where Levi Veda Mishalim becomes a raya on that raya said no, that is wrong. I want to add one more connection to this. The kalal is that our line of sight is a very powerful chush. And in a sense, it's more powerful than Shmia. It's more reliable. A person treasures it more, relies on it more. But you can't. Line of sight has an interesting hakbalah. Wherever there's not a kav yosher, there's no line of sight. I can't see around the corner, even if I'm standing next to it. I can't see past the horizon. Koil is not like that. Because koil I can see even if it's not straight. It's not a problem if I'm standing next to a wall and somebody behind it talks. There's no issue over there. So sight, ri'ya, is taka toli with yashrus. So if a person... Has where he's supposed to go to and what he's supposed to be and in which direction he's going, and it's right, that means his line of vision is unobfuscated and it's yosher and it's not crooked. It's not, if he can't see ahead, then it's a sign that it's crooked. So he's being so the morale is being maimed the Indian of Reyes HaNoilat on a very deep nekuda. He's saying that Riyas HaNoilad is a sniff of the Pnimius Mida of a person being a Poshut, meaning his Mahalach is Noveh from himself. He doesn't require mixing in another Mahalach and creating a hybrid. That midah is called yashrus, and that's why he's reyes anaylat. If a person sees ahead, and let's give a mashal. Let's say a person is offered a business deal, and the person is an outside analyst. he's not in a gabba dabba. Someone called him in as a consultant. Person takes out a slide rule and crunches the numbers, aharahin. No, I can see that the next step is going to be this, next step is going to be this, and then it's going to falter, it's not going to go well. The people that do invest and do get schlepped in, where are they coming from? The terrorists is, they're not only looking to see where the business is going to, they're looking at themselves also, and they're seeing their own ashiras. And that creates a muddle, because it's not the kayach of looking at the inyan itself is also being it's being compromised by thinking what he has, or he's going to have, or he thinks he's going to have. So now his whole mitzvah, his whole tfisa, is a combination of a tfisa of seichel das and a tfisa of illusion, and his sense of ashiras, what he wants out of this, and so on and so forth. That's why that just like a negev bedava, just like if you pay somebody shreichat for din teira, negev bedava, and so on. All of them, they've lost their sense of pshitus, which is a pure kav of tfis of emes, and it's been diluted with and combined with other nyanim. Bedava ze, he says, Ramzu Chazal b'medesh tanchuma. Zayter es ha'oila, hi ha'oila. Maksiv l'mayla me'inyin, v'hoya ki yechte v'eishu s'gzeel she'gazel, v'chaka zayter es ha'oila. Oma kosif, im bikashta l'habi karbon, tigza l'odom klum. Lama, ki ani Hashem oyev mishpat s'ayni gezel b'oila. V'emes at ha'mayla oila v'ani mekablo, k'shetina ki yotchum v'nai gezel. It's almost the first thing. So the very first nekuda, like before we speak about Reveya Nirva and Nevad and all sorts of chomedic things, the first thing is Gevel. Why is that the very first nekuda? Adam Yaakov Mikem. Even before he mentions the word carbon, he says Mikem. Rak sheinel royal lemisha makiv carbon sheva midas hagezel. Ulekach nisum ha pashas oil pashas gezel. Veze ki kol carbon she carbon Hashem in rosh be gezel. Ki kasha gezel macherim hinen royal is carbon Hashem isparach. Ki hu isparach pashet betachas apshitus. Umisha gezel macherim orim kabel misha gezel macherim orim kabel zlosa sheinel royal. Ve'ein ze poshut, ke ha-poshut ha-imit ba'atzme in mekavu zolosei, ba'kavolam zolosei ha-kavu she'inun ba'atzme. So he says a very interesting knetch. He says over here that if you're facing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the midah that you need to relate a Kadosh Baruch Hu with is that midah of pshitus. In the sense, this is you. If the carbon is yours, then this is part of the unadulterated self, and that's being Makif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a certain hashva, so to speak, a certain shayches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If what you're giving is not that, then it's not, then it's not from its roi for that. Umishmuk al-Khair mekav zolosei shen roi le'vein ze poshet, ka poshet im ba'atzmai in mekav zolosei, ba'kabon zolosei ha'kava shen in ba'atzmai. ובפרט באוילה, כסיב כי השם צייני גזל באוילה, כי האוילה כולה כל השם יסברך, וכל מה שיסבר לגמרי, ואין רואי מי שיש בי הכובע, כמו איזויס, שגויזל דובה שאין השייך לו לגמרי. זה הכובע ביועס ונראו לזכור על השם יסברך, שאוילה קודש קדושם, ופיק על סמך פשס, אוילה פשס גזל. On a deeper way from a little bit, we talk about pshitus. You're really touching on the midah of Hashem Echad. Now, the Hashem Echad means Hashem as it is. Hashem is not yoinik from anything else. Hashem is kulei what He is, and that's what it is. So it's in a different way. You're touching on the midah of Echad. When a person takes something that's yoitzer from that kol of Echad, then the person is. Is taking something that's in conceptual level, but is zardik, and trying to bring it to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it specifically is the worst thing a person can bring. questions.
Yeah, just going back to the piece before about Lev Tov and what we mentioned, the chilek between Lev Tov and Ayin Tov.
Right.
One is just the way the Ayin is Tov is something, whereas Lev is more an Asherish sticker.
Right.
I never really understand these things. I mean, ultimately, a person sees something, Lamashal, he's tefes it a certain way with his seichel, with his mayach, with his mind.
Right.
That's how he processes it. That's how he digests it. I mean, when we refer to a lev tov, is this just like some type of a figure of speech? I mean, ultimately, everything is niklat and is processed with the seichel, with the mind. I mean, what does it mean?
Let's give a little bit of a marshal. So let's say you take a person who's a good person. Okay? He's a good person. He's good, kind-hearted, nice. And he needs to be trained as a security guard. So I'm going to train him that anytime he sees somebody move, he just has a gun. Anytime he sees somebody, he suspects he may be hiding something. So his instinctive thesis are going to be that the world is bad around him. But that's not his. But if we were to clear that out, we would find a certain goodness bifnim, and we would say his ayin was trained to note something. So just like you get a person. You find it quite often that people are very kind-hearted. In business, they're very business-like. They don't automatically trust you, don't take your word for it. And rightfully so, because that their eye in business is professional, it's suspicious. So the eye in business might be eye in ra, so to speak, and yet there's a lev tov. When you talk about lev, you're talking about the very cherish of the person. Person is a good person. Sometimes the person's experiences have hardened him. Sometimes the person's job. So ayin is a more, it's what you notice. The person right away gets suspicious. But that's because he's been burnt a lot of times. And his lev is a lev tov. So we're talking about a very sheirishtik in the kuda.
Right, but ultimately, how does a person cultivate a lev tov if not through his seichel and the way he perceives things? I mean, it's ultimately...
I'm not sure. That is a good question. In other words, and even though he says the Baal says about cultivating himself, if we're describing it as the shirish of what the person is, then how do we have...
If you have it and you can't develop it, then there's nothing to say, Ezu Derech, Elamai, you can cultivate it.
Right.
So what's Pshat in Rabbi Eliezer that he says, Ayin Tov, and Rabbi says, no, you need to develop a Lev Tov. I mean...
He adds the words. I mean, we look in the Mishnah, just a question of evaluating the midas. But the very fact that Lev Tov is called a midah and it's a derech,
right?
I'm not sure how a person cultivates that.
Right.
I can see there's certain things. The marshal and being dalikav schus. So there's one way I told a person, listen, learn to be dalikav schus. People have reason with it. There's another way where I say the world is a good place, people are good bets, and, you know, I'm more paper to shayish, but in general, what he means, I don't know. I hear the problem. I'm not sure.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So next week's regular best session, Wednesday best session.
Shayach.
And if you try this number, this number might become the computer.